Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, February 5th, 2017. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. The sermon today is the fifth in our series of Who Are You? The sermon today is Live with Integrity. Our gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 20.
But you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? And the prophet replies, look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is this not the fast that I choose? A day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is this not the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call. The Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and God will say, here I am. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. Our New Testament text comes from Matthew chapter 5. I'm going to read 13 through 16. Oh, yeah, it's 13 through 16. Great. This is Jesus continuing to speak in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Please join me in a word of prayer. God, we thank you for your gift of Scripture, for your words passed down through generations and now printed into a book, shown on a screen. God, this morning we pray that those might not be words that stay two-dimensional on a page, but words that would come alive in our lives and spring to life. So teach us and show us how your word might become living word in us today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We continue in our series, Who Are You? And last week we did this beautiful tree with all the fingerprints on it, our individual identities all gathered together on a tree. This week, though, I want to switch the question slightly. Who are you? Who are we as a church? God asks sort of, who are you, plural? And there are the easy answers. We are a Presbyterian church. We are Community Presbyterian Church in Vallejo. Who are we? We're a community who gathers to worship in two different styles on a Sunday morning. Who are we? We're a church family who cares for one another when somebody's hurting. Who are we? We're a community that reaches out in love. And even as we have been faithful and continued in worship, the church is in decline. Not just this church, but indeed all mainline Protestant churches. I've heard it. You have too. Maybe you even said it. Things like, we're getting smaller. Why aren't we attracting young families? We used to have a more vibrant, you fill in the blank, right? We used to have a more vibrant bell choir. We used to have a more vibrant seafarers. We used to have a more vibrant Sunday school. And I wonder if we feel like our light in the community has dimmed somewhat, our impact in the community of Vallejo. We compare ourselves to who we were 20 years ago. Or perhaps we compare ourselves to a large church in Benicia, where some former members now attend. Because we're longing for that sense of vibrancy and life and abundance. So this week, I invite us to be challenged by the prophet Isaiah. He's having a conversation, a dialogue with people of faith, with a community who was gathering to worship God. They were keeping it as a fast day, not fast as in fast and slow, right? But fast as in not eating, going without, as showing your showing that was like their act of worship. It was their act of obedience to God. And they, even as they had been faithful, are looking to God and saying, "Hi, we're fasting. Where are you? We think that we're doing what you want us to be doing, but we're not really feeling connected." I don't think in our modern context we talk about fast days very much. But I wonder how this scripture would sound if we translated it to probably what's more familiar to us, which would be worship. Hear this text again from Isaiah, where I'm replacing the word fast with the word worship. "Why do we worship, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice?" And the prophet says, "Look, you serve your own interests on your worship day and oppress all your workers. Look, you worship only to quarrel and fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such worship you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Will you call this worship? A day acceptable to the Lord?" Hearing it like this makes it strike a little closer to home for us. For we like our sanctuary and fellowship hall. We like our worship. We have our worship style. We have our worship quarrels. But is this all there is to worship, to having a day that is acceptable to the Lord? Isaiah's prophetic words point to a bigger and broader idea of what it is that God would want. Is this not the worship that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke? Is your worship not to share your bread with the hungry and to bring the homeless poor into your house, and when you see the naked, to cover them and to not hide yourself from your own kin? And then the text goes on to say, then your light will break forth like the dawn. Then your light shall rise in the darkness. That sounds like the vibrancy that we're longing for. I think that's what it means to be light in the world. Light showing in action to the dark world. Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 says, "You are the light of the world." No one takes a light and then hides it away. You put it out where it can be seen. Here's another thing about light. You don't light the light and then stick it in the room with all the other light. It's not going to help you. You want the light to be in the dark places. Because lighting a lamp, you do it for a purpose. You do it so that it can illuminate the darkness. The light has a purpose. Frederick Beeker defines purpose in this way. Can we get the screen? There we go. The place where God calls you to is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. So some of you are more mathematical. We talked about different worship styles. Flip to the next screen. I'm hoping it's there. Is it there? Maybe not. Remember those things called Venn diagrams? Remember Venn diagrams? You kind of get one circle, and then you get the teachers are like, oh my gosh, oh, the blue is not showing up very well. Bummer. Anyway, yes. Wow. Gosh, it looks so much better on the computer. Next time I'm going to use white circles. Oh, there's too much light. We have light. Yeah, we have the light with the light not working. Venn diagrams are when you take, you know, one whole circle and another whole circle, and where they overlap, right, you can see something about those sets. So if you took this quote from Frederick Buechner and you arranged it in a Venn diagram, it might look like this. Your deep gladness in one circle, and then the world's deep hunger in another circle, and God's call going in the middle. Flip to the next slide. Another way to say this same question and same quote and look at this Venn diagram is to ask the question, who you are, right? And what the world needs, right? Who you are, what the world needs. And then that spot in the middle becomes your purpose and call to action. Is there one more in there? And then, of course, for us as a community, just change the question slightly. Who are we? Who is Community Presbyterian Church? Who is our neighbor? Who are our neighbors in need? Where are those places where people are oppressed? Where are those places that people are hungry? And the intersection in the middle, that call to purpose and action, we have a word for that in the church. We call that mission. You can leave that up there. I was just at a clergy retreat called Healthy Congregations. It was led by the executive presbyter, Bob Conover, and over 20 other clergy got to be up at Westminster Woods for 24 hours. And this very concept came up, where he's saying these are the questions of discernment for the church, and really for any church, regardless of the context. This question of, who are we? This question of, who is our neighbor? And what is the need in our neighborhood? And therefore, what do we do? And so I put this forward for the whole congregation, and we'll also be looking at this as leaders and on session, as the question of discernment for Community Presbyterian Church. The questions are the easy part. The listening to what God's call for action is will take a little more time. And even answering this question of who we are can be a little tricky, because we have to pay attention to who we are now, not who we were 20 years ago, or even who we wish that we were. We need to look at who we are, and we need to look at who our neighbors are. And if we do that and discern what the mission is, then we'll know what our style of light is. Are we an LED? Are we a flashlight? Right? Are we fluorescent? And we'll know where the dark places are, so that our light might shine before others, and this community would see our good works and give glory to God in heaven. Who are we? We are a church who exists not to be light to ourselves, but to be light to the world, about giving away ourselves in action. Because even a dim light, when brought to a dark place, can change the whole room. It's like that song, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." So go forth. Shine not only in your individual lives, but let us shine as a church.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.